Support for the Spoof Hounds on radio comes from Mosaic Medical Center Maryville, providing comprehensive care close to home. For more information or to schedule an appointment, 660-562-2525 or mymlc.com/Maryville.
We're talking Maryville High School football today, joined by head coach Matt Webb, as well as senior running back and linebacker Cooper Lowe. Appreciate you guys coming in and talking with us. And things have changed just a bit. It's the second day of fall. Kind of feels like football weather and kind of full in. Week five, kind of ready to go, coach.
Yeah, it does. This is it always amazes me, you know, that when the weather turns cold, you know, like in playoffs and things like that, people always come and say, this is football weather. And then my response is, no, this is just cold. You know, football weather's it's awesome. It does. The temperature changes and stuff. But I think there's a difference between this weather and then when it's, you know, 10 degrees and snowing or blowing. That's just cold. So
that's good football weather for people like me that can watch it on TV and just hang out. Maybe in our press box sort of thing.
That's right. In a press box or bundled up in snow gear and everything else watching it, that's a little different than being on the sideline. That's just cold.
Cooper, for you, I mean, you're coming off first 100-yard rushing game of the season. You're a running back. You're a linebacker. You invite the contact. When people do talk about football weather, it's kind of smash-mouth positions like that. Does this kind of get you a little more fired up and ready to go for a week?
Yeah, I mean, especially knowing that if you're going into a game and you're going to have a couple carries and you're going to be able to make a couple tackles and you're going to be able to play with those guys that you trust, it kind of just hypes you up a little bit more and you're just ready for it.
How big are those first couple carries or the first couple opportunities to get a tackle in a ball game, regardless of the weather, but a chance to get yourself kind of on a roll? We've seen you come out and break some big, you know, 40-yarders with the offense backs against the goal line to start a drive. Are those ones that kind of get you going too and get you into the flow of a game?
Yeah, I don't think it just gets me going, but I think it gets the team going. I think that especially right out of the start of a game, just a few runs that break loose or a few big hits, and I really think that just sets the tone for the rest of the game and just gives us all a lot more energy.
Of course, Coach, we've talked a lot about throughout the season of this is an offense with a lot of weapons. You can throw the football. But it had to be fun last week, too, to see Cooper get going, see him rack up some big yards, and kind of keep Pius on their toes a little bit in that way.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we've talked about one of the emphasis, I think, from a defensive perspective is when you're facing an offense that's multidimensional, not only run pass, but multiple threats of running backs, receivers, obviously your quarterback that we have, but Derek is a dual threat. I think that's harder to defend, and instead of just being, you know, all run or all pass or things you can really tee off on. So Cooper is an excellent example of that. Somebody that, you know, is in the backfield and last week could bust some runs, you know, and do some things against St. Pius, and at the same time he's been able to catch the ball well, and we talked about that with other guys, but Cooper's a great example of being has the skill set to be multiple, and it's a good threat to have.
It's an underrated part of your game, right? We see it sometimes back there as the personal protector for Derek in the shotgun. But yeah, that 56-yarder against was it Chillicothe and kind of flash in the hands. You're kind of underrated in that regard. People think of, man, he's going to carry it. No, he can get out and catch the football and make some plays.
Yeah, people always make fun of me for not having very good hands, but I haven't dropped a ball all season yet, so I didn't find out about that play until right before halftime, and they just kind of told me what to do, and it's not even in our playbook, but now it is.
Put that one in. It worked out. Wide open up the sideline. We're talking with Maryville High School football head coach Matt Webb, as well as Cooper Lowe, a senior running back and linebacker from the team. Coach, coming off a tough one last week, St. Pius, how is the level of focus and practice this week of kind of drilling back down and focusing back in?
Yeah, we've had a really good week, and one of the things that, you know, is unique about Cameron and what this week kind of entails is it kind of requires you to get, you know, ultra focused with what they do offensively and defensively. They're a flex bone style offense, and if Bearcat listeners kind of, you know what you know the Bearcats face with the Bisons, you know, down out at Arkansas every year, you know, in the playoffs, it's that style offense, and so it requires you to get ultra focused, and we needed that. And we've had a really good week of practice, and what we're focusing on going 1-0, and we know those things that, you know, can be there at the end of the season in district play and things like that with St. Pius and in a possible rematch. But we've got to do the things each week to get better, so when we do have that opportunity, we can have a different outcome. And the guys have done a great job of that this week, and really excited about going on the road tonight to Cameron and getting back out on the field.
regardless of the week, is it hard sometimes to get high schoolers to focus in on the process in that day, in that particular week's game, and not think about what could be down the line in 5-6 weeks?
I don't know if it's hard, or if it's, you know, something that we just emphasize. We've got a really good group of leaders on our team that help in that regard. You know, they study film. They you know, they do the things in practice to identify, you know, take for offensively each week. They've got to kind of identify how a defense lines up and then who's going to be at what position and stuff like that. And they do that. And then defensively, we're looking at formations and how we're trying to game plan. So game plan those formations or those offensive plays. And so our guys do a really good job of that. So it makes it kind of easy as a coach. I think it's sometimes the off the field stuff. You know, we got homecoming coming up next week, and there's already sign up list and hall decorating and, you know, contest, and those things are fun. But at the same time, you know, we've got a football game, and you know, so we'll be able to focus on, you know, the fun stuff when it's time to have fun. But at the same time, you know, we need to continue to prepare for the game that we'll be responsible for on Friday night. So I think it's sometimes the off the field stuff. But as far as preparing for an opponent, these guys do a really good job of that.
Well, as you mentioned before, getting ready for Cameron on the road once again, taking on the Dragons. Cooper, Coach kind of mentioned that offense that's similar to what we see out of Harding, Division II-wise, to where they do want to pound you, grind you down, maybe occasionally hit one over the top, but it's a Cameron team that's only completed one pass all year. For yourself and Mason Shervington and Delton Davis, the responsibility level every week is big at linebacker, but this week especially, does it carry a little more weight?
Yeah, I mean, as a linebacker, you want to be able to fast flow, but this week's going to be a little bit harder. I mean, you can still flow fast, but you're still going to be ready for those passes over the top, and our safeties have done a good job all week preparing for that. And I just think that being able to watch some Northwest film of them and Harding, it's just kind of cool to see how those guys play into depth on their film, and you can really study it a little bit more and rewatch every play a couple times and just kind of see what their run fits are and kind of what we're doing wrong and what we can improve on.
Well, on top of that, too, with that, we've seen the last couple of years, the number of possessions can be limited in a game like that, to where if they're moving the football, they're killing some clock. Is that a little bit more, too, on the offensive side of we have to maximize every possession, make sure we're putting up points when we have the chance?
Yeah, Coach Houchin's been talking about that. There's a chance that we won't give as many possessions this game just because they're going to try to run down the clock. But I think that we've done a good job all year maximizing our every possession that we've had the ball. So I think that going into the game that we just know that we have to execute whenever it's our turn, and we just got to keep the ball going.
So Friday nights, we talk a lot about Cooper Little, the football player. Outside of Friday nights, Cooper Little, the entrepreneur, right?
Yeah.
You have your own mowing business. How did this go from just, you know, high school kid mowing some lawns in the summer to something you've kind of been able to grow a little bit here?
I mean, it started when I was young. I'd just wake up and mow my neighbor's yard, and then someone in town wanted, and then I kind of had to get a trailer and kind of get a nicer mower because people were seeing that yard in town. So it slowly just kind of started, and I didn't really prepare for it much. And then all of a sudden, it's doubling every year, and now I'm up to 50 yards. And it's just it does – at times you don't want to do it, but you have to just because it's something that you just can't let those guys down.
That's a pretty good haul for a high school kid, 50 yards and still probably growing too, I'm sure, Coach.
Yeah, Cooper's an unbelievable young person, and one of the stories I like to tell is, you know, when college recruiters come in and talk to players, a lot of times they'll ask me about, you know, certain athletes, and Cooper's done a great job of being a recruitable athlete academically and setting himself up for, you know, possible options in the future. But at a college coach, you know, they always ask the same thing. Hey, kind of what is he into? What is he? And I tried to explain to him what Cooper does, and when the college recruiter talked to Cooper, said, "Hey, I hear you mow a few lawns," and I think the college coach thought, "Yeah, maybe a neighbor." I'm like, "No, you don't understand. Cooper is an actual business. Like, it's not a neighborhood lawn mowing service." And very impressive. He's a hard worker, and it's going to be fun to see I'm going to miss him, but it's going to be fun to see what he ends up doing because he's got a bright future, and he's going to be a success, and it's going to be fun to follow him and see what he does.
You've got some time to think it over and kind of figure out where you want to go, but are you thinking about playing something in college, or is it maybe leaning back and going in, just lean into the business side of things?
I mean, I feel like I've thought about just going straight into the business side of things, but at the same time, I kind of would like to get out there and expand and kind of see the different options in college and what they'd bring, and you could try out football or baseball or whatever you want, and you could make a lot of great friends that you'd still talk to throughout your whole life. But I just think that going straight into business wouldn't be a bad idea, but you could still try it out and still slowly keep the business going. And then after college, or if you don't like it, then you can always come back and keep it going.
We saw Gabe Bouch from Northwest Missouri State football. Kind of a similar thing of got his degree, kept the business going throughout. So it can be done. Of course, football entrepreneur, not a bad baseball player either. All-conference pitcher a season ago. I think you've batted well over 300 the last couple of seasons. But the real question, if you get Coach Webb at the plate, does he stand a chance?
I don't think Coach Webb would stay in the box. I think I'd try to, but I certainly wouldn't wear one if he's throwing a fastball and it gets out of control a little bit.
They don't get out of control, though, right?
Try not
to. Pretty locked in.
Try not to. That's why I'm nice to Cooper, so if that ever does happen, then maybe I won't wear one in the thigh or something.
That's smart. Coach Webb, Cooper, thanks for coming in. Good luck tonight at Cameron. We'll talk to you again soon.
Thanks, Matt.
Maryville High School football tonight at 7 o'clock against Cameron. You can hear it here on KXCV Maryville, KRNW Chillicothe.